You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot.
In the building, in the flesh.
In the building. Thank you guys for joining us for yet another episode.
Another episode, number one father and son podcast on the planet.
On the planet, in the multiverse, all that good stuff. Thank you guys for joining us yet again. How was your week?
Week was good. I had a really weird dream.
Oh, God.
And I was disappointed in you
Oh.
yeah. for not joining me in the dream because these young snappers was getting at me, man. They was going to kill me this time, for real. They wasn't chasing me after tea. These were young killers, man. And then wifey came in, a woman. I asked her, where the hell was she? You supposed to be so in tune. Yo, my dad sleeps and niggas trying to get at him. You supposed to go in to that multiverse and find that. Let me tell you what I did. You know how you wake up and you so happy it was a dream, yeah. son? I was like, ooh, I just escaped. But then I got ballsy and said, you know what? I'm going back to sleep. And I'm going to wish I got guns with me.
I'm going to see them.
On some Matrix shit. Like, bring me guns. And then I went back to sleep, but I ended up in another multiverse. Mm. But this time I was prepared. I had the two blickies in my mind on me like, yo, son, you know, when I see these youngsters, I don't mean to hurt youngsters, but they was trying to get at your dad.
My bad. My bad for the
true story.
Well, you should have conjured me up in the dream.
I was trying, man. I'm like, where are you, man? These young snappers. Now, today I'm suffering from vertigo.
Oh yeah, that you are you going through it, man.
Yeah, so
you be going through it.
If I move my head too quickly, so I might be on some shit like this today, because I could lose it and fall the fuck out. And it only happens once in a blue moon. Some weird shit with earwax or equilibrium. I don't know. People out there may have had this vertigo shit.
Jesus, man.
And this shit is scary shit, man. This is some scary. The room is spinning and. My man had reverse vertigo where his feet was where his head was at. They had to take him to the emergency room and put him back in his body the correct way. No, true story.
That's crazy.
I wasn't doing no drugs or nothing. So if I fall out of this chair, the ratings might go up.
They should. They should. Make sure you screen record it. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to be very, not a lot of movement.
So real quick, let's do a quick... Roll call, Raleigh, North Carolina, Ohio in the building. I saw Philly, Baldwin, New York.
Cali in the building.
Shouts out to y'all.
Seattle.
Georgia, Allentown, PA, Iowa. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Who else? Who else? Like I said, Atlanta. All of y'all. Thank you guys for joining.
Side note.
BX, of course, per usual.
The fact that they're making me do a show and I have vertigo... should lend to the integrity of this podcast.
Damn lie.
They should say, take the show off, Dad, because we're concerned about your health.
We didn't ask them that.
They're concerned about ratings.
We didn't ask them that.
If I fall out, it's on you guys.
Lying.
It's fucking on you guys. I'm telling
lying. You. I like it. Lie for the ratings. I like it. Yeah, I like it.
What kind of people, what kind of son?
Yeah, I like it.
Put his father up there and his father got vertigo.
Yeah, keep lying for the ratings.
God, damn it, that Malcolm. And Mrs. Dodge, shame on you.
That need employee of the year. See, now I think he's making a... Now I think that's what the whole day was about.
Well...
Trying to get employee of the year.
Put me a little higher for taking one for
that's
the team.
That's what I think it's about.
But this... tomorrow, no, Saturday, we're going out on a triple date.
Oh, you going to be okay with that?
Yeah,
going to be good?
That's going to be great. Okay. That's going to be great. We're going to see Godfrey.
Yes.
He's a very good comedian, very funny. And I look forward to seeing him and rocking out. So, but other than that, man, everything else is great. You see these dope shirts.
Oh, yes, yes.
It is on and popping now, guys. Father's Day is less than a month away. The site, everything is up and running on the site, is ready to go. We added a lot of new designs for you, of course.
Specifically for Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Granddads over dads. You know, I had to pull rank coming out the gate. Because without no me, there is no you.
I get it, but yeah, yeah. I get it.
So for all the granddads out there, you know, it's our moment too. You know, because we fathers times like quantum fathers.
I get it.
Yes, yes.
But like, you know.
So go to the site, get these shirts
up. You're going to get no boy beaten if he try to go around me. You know what I'm saying?
He's like already trying to tell me some shit about you.
He is, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel betrayed a little bit. Like, are you trying to snitch on me?
He is. He like, yo. This nigga write something, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
But the words ain't coming out. When they come out, it's really going to be granddads over dads then.
Okay.
But other than that, man, let's do this.
Let's do it.
You are tuned into the sounds
you think
Elderberry of Urban X.
You just think it. Somebody said that?
That's what somebody in the chat said.
Oh, hopefully.
I don't know.
Did we have Elderberry up there? But yeah, so the other day, a couple days ago, there was... a huge story in the news, mass shooting in Texas at Robb Elementary School. I forget how to say the town's name in Texas, where there were 21 confirmed deaths, 19 kids, 2 teachers. And as a result, that's really what's been taking over the airways. So, you know, I have a kid now. You know, I have a little 1-year-old. He'll be 2 in July. I have a real weak spot for kids. So when you hear stuff like this... At school, it really just kind of touches you in a different way. Like, you really just, you don't want to imagine that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, And then at the same time, me just kind of being like where my brain is now, I just kind of watch out for the political games, the political grandstanding that comes from this, the chatter online, because there are people who use situations like this for their own gain somehow. Either it's, you know, they gain on social media, they gain in political atmosphere somehow. And I, that's all I've been kind of watching. And it lends to my point when I'm always saying, like, you just kind of have to disconnect sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is, like, literally nonstop. It's either war, gas, food shortage, formula shortage. It was mass shooting in Buffalo we had to talk about.
Yes.
It was mass shooting, like, this week we have to talk about. There was another mass shooting in California, like, within a couple of days of each other. Like, it's nonstop, and it feels like, like our energy, like our suffering is just being used, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To kind of catapult like a lot of other things, and it's sad. I've seen a lot of political theater happening.
No, absolutely.
The Texas governor, Abbott, he was holding a press conference just kind of giving information, and then Ben O'Rourke, Beto
is that O'Rourke, the guy who's running against him, yes?
Yes, as one of his political opponents. Came in and kind of tried to storm, like, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. And you wasn't going to get anything done at that moment.
Yeah, that definitely was political grandstanding.
And I hate that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I truly hate watching that. I hate the, we need to get rid of all guns stuff. Like, just using this to kind of further that conversation.
Wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
And on top of that, see, a lot of people don't realize there's been over 200 mass killings in this country since the year started. So what they deem a mass shooting, maybe three or more people or something of that magnitude, but they only point out the ones that they want you to really focus and hone in on. We had the Buffalo, so that took care of black people.
Yeah.
In the inner city, we had the one in California, and that was your Asian community.
Yep.
And this one killed two birds because it was immigrants and children.
Yeah.
So what other... planned or not planned, what other boxes need to be checked for this to be pushed in the forefront? Now, keep in mind, that's a distraction, because over in Geneva, we're going to talk about that, your man Biden is trying to get some laws passed. Give me a second on that. So we have to understand the rinse, you know, the wash, rinse, repeat process of states of emotion that move up and down. Now you went to the effects, which is people dealing with the effects and taking advantage from a political standpoint. I always like to go to the cause. Like, what could be the cause if this was something fishy in any shape, form, or fashion? Because if this dude had a beef because they was teasing him in high school, why not go to... Not that you should kill people, but why not go to the high school?
No, there's questions.
In which you was...
There's questions and red flags littered all through this story.
This is littered with...
Okay, so apparently he was bullied for being poor, but he had enough money to get $5,000 worth of brand new guns and rounds of over 300-something rounds of ammunition, magazines, all that stuff, right? In the pictures I'm seeing a fresh new iPhone, and then I heard it was a brand new truck that he had that he was driving. So, like, I'm confused, right? Then the story said that he was engaged with police right before he went into school. I saw a report that said cops they fell back because they were afraid of getting shot. He went into the school. They waited over
an
hour.
They're cops
and they were afraid to get shot.
Okay, by one gunman.
By a gunman.
And they was gang.
He didn't have a bulletproof vest on. That was the original report.
Okay.
He had a tactical vest on with no plates in it, so it was not bulletproof, right?
Okay.
So how didn't he get dealt with outside, right?
Right.
He got into the school, then they waited for over 40 minutes, I think to an hour, for SWAT to come, and then he was they had him, quote unquote, this is what they use, contained in the classroom that he killed all the people, right? So, and then they couldn't get in, then SWAT couldn't get in the classroom. They had to look for the key to the actual classroom. Like, what happened to just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't bow down the door, yell SWAT.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then there were parents, I saw videos of parents trying to get in, telling the cops, like, yo, get in and do something. They weren't letting the parents in. They arrested one, they put one mother in handcuffs. because she was trying to get into the school. Then there were cops who were border patrol around the area whose students, whose kids went to the school. They got in, got their kids out. Mess. It's all over the place. It's a mess, right?
This is a mess. This is truly a mess. And my only issue with people who, I understand there's a time to be emotional. So be emotional, but never abandon your common sense.
Something's not right.
Just never abandon your common sense. That's all I ever ask of you on this show, because our common sense is enough for us to see something that's just weird. Like, okay, you bullied in high school, but you choose a middle school? Like, what did these kids do to you for you to choose that school? And it's very similar to... He killed his grandmother first.
She didn't die. He shot her in the face.
Oh, he shot her in the face.
Shot in the face. She didn't die.
Because in Sandy Hook, remember, the guy killed his mother first and then went on this tirade. He was a cross-dresser.
I heard those pictures were fake. Those were not him.
Okay.
So the jury is still out on that one.
Okay. But in any event, a poor kid with no money, with all of these expensive weapons, with the ability to go in a school... Before he gets in the school, he's engaged by Texas Finest, who have been tactically trained to deal with the situation, and they do not. You know, and like I said, remember, there are a lot of things going on in the world that this kind of, you know, this happened on the 2-year anniversary or around the George Floyd situation. Thing, yeah. So you're tapped into it. You don't even have a chance to really maybe tap into that George Floyd energy, whoever was, because this has taken over. And so it is one of them situations. And then I hear a husband has had a heart attack.
One of the teachers who was killed, her husband actually had a fatal heart attack today. So he died. They had 4 children.
Okay.
So like it's a lot. And I just don't like when... it feels like it's a perfect alley-oop, right? Just the timing is perfect. Like, midterm elections about to start heating up. Now you are, a situation like this, always arm politicians with talking points. That's all that happens because you talk about gun control in the country. And you're not taking away nobody's guns in this country, right? It's too much, when it's too many guns that people have, there's too much of a distrust that people just have with the government now.
Right, absolutely.
Right? There's people going, that's horrible that would have that happened. I'm not giving my guns up though.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
the only thing keeping you from being perhaps totally under government supervision, which is against the Constitution in itself, is the fact that you have guns.
Yeah, listen.
So now let's segue into Geneva. Okay. And the World Health Organization, and Biden is trying to get these laws passed with 40 other nations behind him, including Canada and Europe and Australia and all these places, where the World Health Organization would have the final say in a health or what is deemed a health crisis in this country, which means that you wouldn't have no choice but to get the shot. Or the candy, should we say. And if you see what's going on in Shanghai, they got everybody on lockdown. So while we're doing this, and it's a small window between the 22nd and the 28th, which is this Saturday, when this vote could come down. And if that vote comes down, this goes into effect, from what I understand, in November. So it doesn't matter who's going to be the president, none of that kind of stuff. This would supersede, and this goes back to, if you remember, recently they was trying to take some power away from the World Health Organization, and they was like, no, we want to keep them in positions of power. So pay very close attention to the distractions that continue to take place when left hand and the right hand is doing something else, because the world as we know it could change forever based on that decision, and that supersedes the Constitution. I even heard something slick by Biden today where the Second Amendment is not really, it's etched in stone, but it's a little etchy. So we have a lot going on, and this gun control situation is the wash, rinse, repeat.
Yeah,
because if you remove guns from this country, it's really over.
I think gun control, like the gun control conversation is always a nothing conversation because there's so much in place for this conversation and conferences and things like
right,
that, then
right.
the filibuster, and then if the Democrats really wanted gun control, then they would really try to get rid of the filibuster, but then they don't. So it's just like, what comes first? It's
yeah.
always what comes first, right? I had a dope conversation with my friends, and one of them said, because he's from New York, but he actually is going to school in the UK, and you know, he travels, he goes to Spain, like he goes to Paris. So he travels like to different countries and stuff like that when he's in Europe. And he said that he thinks that America is too big to be its own country, to be one country. Because think about like the way we live in New York, the way somebody lives in Arizona, we look at life totally different.
Yes.
For everybody's quote unquote vote to kind of mean the same thing.
No, absolutely.
Think about that, right?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
oh, that's
and
true.
What the environment and conditions pertaining to farming and other things that have really nothing to do with us.
Right.
So understood.
Like,
yeah.
so when he said that, I'm just like, oh, that's true. And then when you're talking about like these gun laws and things like that, other states, they really, guns are a religion.
Yeah.
In other states. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you can open carry, like, I'm not giving this up. And like I said before, the Second Amendment was put in as a prevention of an overreaching government.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? That's what it's for originally. Overreaching government. Now, with that in mind, the trust in the American government is at an all-time low. The trust in people to people
is at an all-time low.
Yes. There's stuff happening on the train and the subways, and people don't know where it's gonna come from, so they always on P's.
On edge, yeah.
They always just kind of, so I don't know how that will work.
Unless, and then I just saw this picture of all these little kids, black teenagers with guns.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond guns.
Yeah.
How that, see, that's the effect.
Yeah.
When you see the guns, that's the effect. Who's putting the guns here?
Right.
Who's manufacturing enough guns to drop off a pile of guns, as was mentioned by a brother in Chicago years ago? Or we get them from the police. Mm. They drop guns off, or a freight train will get stuck. And it's filled with guns. Yeah. It was heading somewhere, and now guns are on the street because guns equal money. It's crime.
Yeah, there's government contracts. It's all that stuff.
It's so much going on that when you remove the emotional state, because no one wants their children shot or to be shot, but you do not, trust me, you do not want a government that's telling you when to go, when not to go, coupled with the fact of the digital money. So let's say you get out of pocket and they could say, well, you can't buy food this month because you spoke out against the government or something of that fact. Dude, this thing could be over.
Right.
Yeah. So just some things to think about.
And condolences to all those
people. To those individuals and things of that nature. But I just can't abandon my common
that
sense
too.
And ever in a situation when looking at it, you know?
Also, this disturbed me as well. Not disturbed me, it just made me think, like, right? So there were a lot of celebrities who came out as a result of this shooting, as they should, right? You say something, as you should, use your platform, as you should. A lot of these celebrities, I didn't hear about when those 10 black people were murdered
in Buffalo. I did not. Very few people.
And I hate... And before you go, I hate that I'm even in this position with both situations to kind of point this or that. You get what I'm saying?
But look how close they happened.
Right.
Thank you, Eddie Green.
Thank you.
Look how close.
Happy
44th. Oh, that's a big one. Yeah. So, you know, this whole thing is... It is a sticky situation.
Because LeBron ain't say nothing about Buffalo.
No, he didn't. But he was quick to come out.
They had...
And did you see Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
That was so much
theater.
Yeah,
listen, theater, man. I'm
like,
tired of it,
man. Like, he cares about Alejandro and them and...
Yeah.
They gotta stop it. They lost. Like, you could just tell it was theater in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you had a basketball game in Texas, too.
Also...
So there's a lot going on.
They had the Ukrainian president say something about... Texas.
Wow. Okay.
You know, like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
But I digress.
No, that's serious business, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
I'll leave on that with this. Like, what I've been saying since, I say 2020, since everything kind of happened, every 3 or 4 days, the story breaks down a little bit more, and then you just kind of see a lot more cracks in it. Now, there's more stuff coming out about the cops engaging, if there was a cop that engaged. So just kind of pay attention to the story as it goes, but always protect your mental.
And then I always tell you, you got to watch, even if you record the news on other stations, record CNN, record Fox, record your local news, because their stories be weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just had a guy, and he looked like a crisis actor to me. He said he
cannot
pulled...
say that on YouTube.
Oh, I can't say that. All right. Sorry about that. He just looked weird. He said he pulled the girl out. She had blood all over her. But she wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
And he asked her, and she said, well, my friend, you know, she got shot. I don't think she made it. And he said, well, what's her name? And she mentioned the kid's name, and it was his daughter.
Oh.
Like you know, like his daughter probably the only one with that name. Yeah. And that's how he knew his daughter died. And he had these shades on. And it just looked...
I saw that one. I just saw that one, right? I did see that one. Yeah,
it just didn't look right to me at all.
Yeah, and those type of... Just me. Like, those type of situations are always weird because me as a parent, just the thought of that, I'm not standing by for an interview.
Right.
After this happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't have time for
I don't have time for that at all. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Nori, rapper Nori, host of the Drink Chance podcast, he went on a little Twitter tirade the other day. I think it was yesterday or today, as a matter of fact. And he started just going in about how a lot of rappers, they bypass all the media in actual rap culture, in hip-hop culture, and go to the David Lettermans, the, you know, the Oprahs, the Gayle Kings, and stuff like that, and yet they completely bypass them. And he goes, I have nothing against them, but the fact that you don't, like, you use hip-hop as just kind of a means to get to another level,
yeah,
and kind of shed hip hop on the way, like that's a problem. And Joe Budden actually agreed with him. He go like, because it's obvious at this point,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We even know he talked about Zane Lowe. Y'all go to these people, y'all show them respect, and y'all completely just abandon us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes off the heels because David Letterman's show on Netflix, this is another season that just came out. I think Cardi was on there, and the fact that I can't even imagine Cardi on Drink Champs, or I can't even imagine Cardi going to Joe Budden's podcast, because we do kind of look at that like, oh, she probably thinks she's too big for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When's the last time you seen Jay-Z sit down with somebody?
Yeah.
Really? Like, maybe Elliot Wilson?
But those are his people.
That was his company. That was Tidal.
That's his company, so it makes sense.
So I guess, and so I agreed with that. What do you think?
I do, because I think hip-hop is big enough to sustain itself now, even if you don't agree with all the politics. Once we cross over, because that's what it is now you're looking for acceptance for white people because of the dollar and, you know, the doors that will open when you go on the Letterman show, but never forget the foundation in which you started from. Now, the Drink Champ show, I mean, I'm not a big fan of, but I do like the interviews. I do think Nori has gotten better at in-depth interviews. It's just sitting there getting drunk and high all day. Yeah. I know that's a part of the culture.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, you know, one aspect of it. But I do think that your cycle should include Joe Budden. It should include Nori and maybe Wally and
$1 million worth of game,
few of them other shows, because that's how we sustain hip hop itself. Mm-hmm. But they also need to reach down and talk to some of us too.
I agree.
We're the culture.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So just like they figure Cardi B and them got too big, are y'all too big to interview Black Dot and his son, a father and son podcast?
I agree.
Who do some amazing things and bring forth, so it works both ways. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure if I went and knocked on their door, they'd be like, yo, who are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, it kind of works both ways. And in order to keep the culture in balance or somewhat, I think Nori and them need to reach down, and I think Cardi and them need to not reach down, but never forget where you came from. And that's how we get the entire culture of hip hop in one place, helping each other.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of people who don't know Black Dot wrote the illest book on hip hop that you could ever find in the culture ever, ever, ever within the culture that was ever in the culture, ever, ever in the culture. You know what I mean?
Plug, I like it.
Or, you know, that I was an artist in the 80s. You know what I mean? And things of that nature. Or that my son is brilliant, who's, you know what I'm saying, he's an entrepreneur on his own, sitting with his dad, building foundation, has his own son now.
It's a great commercial.
Passing principles. Where my wife is involved. We have, there's just people who just don't know.
Yeah.
And they should know.
Yeah.
So I think it goes both ways. You know what
somebody
I mean?
Said, somebody smoking in the good stuff, hip-hop is alive and well, mainstream got y'all thinking, that's what's... We didn't say hip-hop was
No, we're dead. Not saying it's dead. I'm just saying when a hip-hop artist gets too big to do an interview on a hip-hop platform,
and these are
how does that help the culture? Jay-Z has been on Letterman's show. I haven't seen him on a Drink Champs.
I've never seen him on Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen him on...
So what does that say? Is he hip-hop, but he's too big for hip-hop? Is that what you're saying? So I'm not saying don't do Letterman's show, but on your way to Letterman, stop by and help Nori and them out because it helps the culture in itself. And, you know, when you say hip-hop, that's subjective. Are you talking rap music? Because rap culture is alive and well. Hip-hop, they just finished the Hip-Hop Museum.
They
just laid, I think, the final foundations of it.
Oh, okay.
I saw them on News 12 today celebrating something.
Finish it.
So they're making these strides where the principles of hip-hop will live forever. And I bet you, I haven't seen Jay-Z and them over there either. I see Nas over there. And so it's like, are you too big for the culture itself? And that should never be the case.
I'm not ragging Jay-Z because I've never seen Drake on Drink Champs. I've never even seen Drake on The Breakfast Club.
Thank you.
You get what I'm saying?
Nazeem Ali been rocking my album. I appreciate it. Yeah, so we just pointing out.
Yeah, I'm just... And
when Diddy was on The Drink Champs, it got a little weird. Let's just say that.
But he did put them on.
Yeah, he did put them on. He put them on, so... You know, let's just feed each other.
That's
in the grand scheme of things, whatever your position is, let's feed each other so that the culture in itself can always, like, if you got an exclusive interview, you should go to Drink Champs first.
And you know what's crazy? I don't like when artists, and you see this all the time. This is not specific to one person, but you see this all the time, right? They hit their peak or whatever, and then when they're trying to come back out and they all humbled, and then you see them hitting local
publications
then they, and things like
that. Because
their
publicist is telling them,
yeah,
now you got to start over,
yeah,
and you got to work your way back up into the standards, so you got to come with your tail between your legs.
Yeah, and then,
but there's an opportunity to do that when you at your greatest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really do a lot of numbers here, but I never look at somebody's numbers when they ask me to be on their podcast. Mm-hmm. I go, if I have time, what time can I get there?
Yeah.
And I've even told people, when you start your podcast, call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always going to be that way, but I don't hold the weight to move the scales like they do. Side note, I'm on a podcast tomorrow called We Are The Brand. Clothing.
I work. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll be on there at 5:30 on the gram tomorrow. So look out for that.
Super dope. See?
Super dope.
See? That's it.
Yeah, let's go to commercial break.
Yes, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we shall return. No? And we are back.
In the mix.
Thank you guys for joining us and always being there for us. We appreciate y'all. We love you.
We do, man. We love you guys. And if you want to have your commercial shown on Urban X, now's the time. Sales at urbanx.nyc, because the month is about to flip.
Yeah.
We're off Monday.
Yes, we are off Monday. So enjoy your holidays.
Enjoy your holiday
with your family.
We come back Thursday.
All that good stuff.
The start of the month.
Yeah, this month went by fast, man.
Did it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I'm expecting the weather to start really breaking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, get out and do some walking and enjoy some, outdoor activities.
Yeah, I took Noble to the park the other day. I took him by my old neighborhood. I used to live on 182nd in Davidson. And took him by the old hood and things like that. But that park over there is not for kids, man.
I don't know how you made it out there.
Yeah, bro. It's a park, but it's not like for little kids like him. It's definitely not for little kids. I almost had a heart attack so many times. I was like, we got to go. I need turf.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Noble's still, he walking, but he's still clumsy, man.
Absolutely.
I can't bring him home, you know, broken. You know what I mean? I got to, you know, make sure he's good.
Thank you to
B Hall. Thank you for the super chat.
We thank you for the super
chat. Also, thank you to, hold on, thank you to Rand Wilson, and thank you to the other person who never wants me to mention them.
Appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
And the donations and what it is that you do for us to keep us moving.
So I wanted to address a quick point. It was a good point that somebody made in the chat, talking about Nori and things like that. He said Nori used to do the same thing when he was red hot. He used to curve everybody. And then he said he feels that even the Neptunes did it to him when, like, he was trying to get back and stuff like that. So everybody does it to each other.
So this is personal beef, and as a result, the culture in itself will suffer.
Yeah.
And I do know Jay-Z, Nas, and Diddy all have a stake in Drink Champs.
Oh, they do?
All of them. Yeah, they all do. Okay. They all have a stake in Drink Champs. So just pointing out. Now, it's not a perfect system, but just pointing out how we have to be able to, we should be able to sustain ourselves, but corporate America is still going to be rule the day. And Jay-Z's a corporation, Diddy's a corporation, and they have corporate products that are being peddled and pushed on those shows on a regular basis. So, you know.
Very true.
Corporations rule everything around me. Cream.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So Kevin Spacey got hit with 4 new sexual assault charges in the UK. And I think this is spanning from 2005 to 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where it rains, it pours.
Yes.
Meaning,
matter of fact,
where there was smoke, there's fire.
In 2013, facts. And it's all guys, by the way.
All guys. So there is something to this story now. He beat one. And remember, it was real cryptic. Didn't the dude commit suicide or said he was going to?
The accusers in America, something weird happened to every single
accuser.
So hopefully these guys.
And he left some cryptic messages
on
his gram. You guys know what I'm talking about.
So hopefully these guys, you know, protect their anonymity a little bit.
Right. And if these are true stories that he's been violating men like this, Kaiser Sosa, come on, man. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with this. And on that note, we lost Ray
Liotta, man. Rest in peace. Ray Liotta, man.
Ray Liotta. You know what I mean? You know, Goodfellas.
He was in Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. A bunch of movies as an actor, you know what I'm saying, who we respected. And that's also a part of the culture, because if Al Pacino dies.
Facts, yeah.
How can we not discuss his impact on our culture and gangsters and...
Because I'm telling you, I didn't even, like, growing up when I was young, I didn't watch Scarface at the time, but every time I watched Cribs, every single rapper had to have Cristal in the fridge for some reason.
Yes.
Brand new bottle for some reason, and Scarface DVD. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That was like a prereq to get on this show. And yeah, but so rest in peace, Ray Liotta. Apparently, he passed away in his sleep.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm funny?
He was talking to Ray Liotta.
No.
I said you're a funny guy.
What do you mean I'm funny? Like I amuse you?
Yeah.
No. He's a big guy. What do you mean? Like I'm funny? Like how?
Yeah.
He was like, man, get the fuck out of here. That almost got your ass. That was an iconic.
Yeah, good for that's one of my favorite movies. It's a great movie.
Great movie. So our condolences out to his family. How did he pass away?
He passed away in his sleep in DR. He was filming another movie, as a matter of fact.
And what was the movie called?
I'm not even sure.
You don't think that's important?
It could be important.
Could be important.
You're right.
What kind of movie was he filming when he passed away in his sleep?
If you guys know the answer to that, just let me know.
Please put it in the chat.
I might figure it out real quick. In other news... I thought this was interesting because we have been like unofficially following.
Somebody said he was shaking Frankie.
Okay, he was. It was. Damn, it doesn't say.
Somebody said Dangerous Waters.
Dangerous Waters, that's what it was called.
Okay, all right.
A lot of water.
A lot of water stuff themes coming up.
Coming up, yeah. All right. But we've been unofficially following these stories for a little while now because there is clearly something happening, right? So pop star Justin Timberlake is selling his entire music catalog for $100 million.
Yes.
Again, we've documented a bunch of these huge names just selling off their catalog. Something I was told you never do.
Right.
But everybody's doing
it. It's taboo. That's the one thing that you have that you can pass down inherently.
Right.
And continues to grow. And I thought, like you said, he should have got more money for this, right?
Yeah, I thought Justin Timberlake would get more money for that, right?
Well, the NSYNC stuff, he could probably sell his portion of it.
Yeah, he probably don't own that. But even still, the album he came out with Timberland, that first joint was crazy.
Yeah, but was it $100 million worth? That's a lot of money.
Listen. $100 million.
Now, I think he probably got more money from the NSYNC, his portion, if he owned, let's say, 25%. How many guys is NSYNC?
It was five of them, I think.
Oh, that's a lot of white boys. Do you remember Menudo? You don't remember Menudo.
No.
They took the Bronx by storm, the Spanish group Menudo. Don't ask me what I thought about that. Man, let me tell you, them Spanish people are proud people, bro. Menudo came out. Woo! Everybody. Yeah. They came to your school, Menudo? Oh, shit, man. That little Spanish group, they was a phenomenon. His portion of NSYNC, because he was doing the heavy lifting, right?
Yeah.
Him and the other gay guy. He's openly gay. The other guy's openly gay. Yeah. I can say it.
Okay. It was Justin Timberlake.
Okay,
so when carrying
his
that.
Portion
yeah.
of the catalog or publishing is probably the biggest. Because you realize you don't need all those other guys.
Somebody said, Timberlake catalog got no legs. You're crazy. What was that album, Future Sex, Love? That album by itself is a classic. And I don't care what nobody say.
Which one?
The album with Sexy Back. That album was nuts.
He did white people numbers. I'm not going to deny that. but $100 million, he made out like a bandit. But sell... Like, because in 10 years, that catalog would be worth $200 million.
Dude, Jimmy Iovine sold his.
That's all I need to see. It's a wrap. Once Jimmy sold his, something is going on, and I think they're buying bunkers. I think they're buying this space to the new world, which is in the middle earth.
$100 million?
Bunkers, and it's underground railroads, highways, restaurants, because you niggas is done.
$100 million?
It's either that or they have a spot past the firmament. Right past, what's that? Not Alaska. What do they call that shit?
Somebody said, imagine how much MJ catalog. Yeah, but that'd be like Jay-Z selling his catalog, right? We would look at him like he was like, because you've been preaching ownership your entire career.
Right. That means you know something and you're not saying something.
Yeah, you're not saying nothing. Exactly.
That's all it means. It's a fire sale. That's the perfect way. It's a goddamn music industry fire sale.
And it's three companies that's buying it. It's BlackRock, it's Vanguard, and somebody else.
You know what we're going to do? Because I think people think we bullshitting around. Next time, we'll have the list of all the ones. And then even you, because all you got to do is follow the pattern. Yeah. He sold his, she sold that, he sold that,
and
he sold that.
It'd be the companies, and like at the top, it's like two companies. It's BlackRock and it's Vanguard.
And you don't know who they are.
And you know who Vanguard is, but BlackRock, you don't know who Vanguard is.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's crazy.
So something is going on.
Something's happening. Pay attention to it.
Antarctica. So right past Antarctica is probably beautiful lands where only the rich. And you have to probably have at least $100 million to secure your family.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Or these bunkers. Or, like I said, Mars, which is just...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I'm flying you up showing you a screen, having some turbulence.
Because I want to land back. I want to know what these people know. I want to know what advisement they're getting. Because just like right before the pandemic happened, all the CEOs were stepping down and cashing out. And
a lot of them.
And we talked about that too.
A lot of
we haven't. I wish we can go back. I wish I can go back and tell you what episode it was. But I literally said they must know something we don't know.
Yep.
Like literally, and then next thing you know, like a month later, world is shut down.
Yep.
So
Interesting.
Interesting stuff.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So I saw this story about this Jacksonville rapper. I think his name is Queso, and apparently, he has a murder case coming up, and his dad is set to testify against him.
No bueno.
Right? Crazy. Now,
I would never, ever, ever testify against you.
Even if I did it.
Even if you fucking did it.
I like it.
What kind of shit is that?
I like it.
I've lived a fruitful life.
I like it.
I'm not going to, no. No. Knowing that you have to be here for Noble and this, nah. What kind of dad is this, bro?
I like it.
What kind of dad is going to testify against
himself? Well, he was actually, his prior was all messed up. He was actually the getaway driver to one of his
That's weird in itself.
Yeah.
As a dad, yeah. You're supposed to be reasoning with your sons, you know, with the fucking marbles in your hand.
Yeah.
Putting good ideas in your son's head. You know what I'm saying? That this is not supposed to happen. There has to be other ways to resolve this. So the dad is screwed up to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you was an accomplice,
yeah,
you snitched.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
You snitched on your son.
Yeah, basically.
Yo, dude, that's crazy.
I watched this video called, like, the war.
Oh, somebody says stepdad. Well, that may be
Oh, it's a stepdad.
Maybe he never liked him.
Okay.
Welcome. Never liked him.
Okay. Got you. Yeah, because I watched this,
You sure about that, Dot? I am 100% sure I would never testify against my son. I've lived a fruitful life, bro. I will go knock some prisoners the fuck out. And then I will become Black Dot Muhammad, of course.
Get that protection.
Get that motherfucking protection and shit. And, you know, be walking by with my little, my yarmulke and shit. I do something. I join one of them organizations. I have to survive. I still know my mathematics. I still knowledge 120. Get my lessons up. Peace, God. Pace. Any pace. You, God. I'm God, too. We the only two niggas in here, God. Let's
convert to Islam.
Let's convert with it. To Islam. You damn right. Fuck wrong with y'all.
Oh, man.
But if he was the stepdad, maybe he never liked the son anyway.
Yo, I watched this video called, like, the war in Jacksonville. And the guy kind of, like, documents all, like, the gang wars that's happening. Like,
yo, it's crazy over there in Florida.
Niggas is wildin'.
Them niggas is wildin'.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, no regard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like no regard for nothing.
Shameful, thank you.
Thank you. And speaking of...
They're going to give him the chair if he doesn't testify? Well, take the chair.
Yeah, you live the life.
You come on, bro. Death ain't what you think it is. His ass going to get free. You dumb mother sucker.
True.
Stop the craziness. And it's so he don't get the chair, but he lived the rest of his life around hardened criminals. Ooh, they tell you when to sleep, you get three meals, and you live in a square.
And you're in there as a snitch on your son.
And you're in there as a snitch on your son.
That's the story that's going out.
Yeah, Nah, I'm good. Somebody
said it's real in Duval County. I'm good. It sound like it.
I'm good.
Somebody said, Lord knows, said it's South GA just like... I don't know the politics.
Right. But he would know. He out there.
Yeah, y'all out there. Yeah, so shouts out to y'all. Speaking of, like, court and stuff like that, the Supreme Court just came out and they ruled basically, like, you can't, they won't use, like, DNA to exonerate somebody who was
innocent
of the crime or something like that.
Yeah, what kind of bill are they pushing where even if you can prove your innocence, it does not negate the fact or give you a justification for a new trial? I thought the whole DNA, you know what's happening is so many people are getting freed by that law probably that they're going, God damn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the DNA is supposed to be the unequivocal evidence that shows and proves. And so read me up on the particulars of this case.
All right, let me find it. Keep talking.
Yeah, so this is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The DNA is supposed to just say, listen, this proves I wasn't there, that somebody else's blood freed me. The fact that it takes 20, 30 years for you to even get a shot at it, it's ridiculous.
See that, this guy who used to run with Wu-Tang, he just got out of jail. Well, he got out of jail a while ago, but he did 23 years, and then DNA actually cleared him, and he won $7 million.
He won $7 million.
But they're trying to tax it or something, so they're trying to fight that, because that's not fair.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine all these people get out, and now they're suing the government, because a lot of times the prosecution know all that stuff already. They know this is a false imprisonment, and now you got to face charges, and they're losing a lot of money. DNA is a gift and a curse for them. So while it will pinpoint or make more accurate arrest, it's freeing a lot of brothers, especially a lot of brothers pre-DNA, like when DNA wasn't being used, and now it's being introduced, and the courts are probably flooded with people being exonerated.
So this is from CNBC. It's an article. It said, the Supreme Court, in a ruling Monday, made it tougher for prison inmates to win their release, barring federal courts from holding hearings or considering new evidence of claims that their attorneys did not provide them adequate legal representation after convictions in state court. Basically, they can say, like, you know, my lawyer didn't provide this actual evidence that I was innocent as well. It's a lot. So I don't know what the court, I don't know what the justification is regarding
this. What is the justification of that? Are they saying you chose that lawyer or you signed on, and if he didn't do his job,
will
that's
it cost
not
taxpayers
our business?
Money? I don't know.
It's removing the DNA from the equation now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear nothing about DNA there. I heard
it's probably
I heard lawyers. And if you if
that's when I first heard the story, somebody talked about the DNA.
Right. But even the fact that most of you are appointed a downhill from there.
Yeah.
In most cases, because they're looking to work their way up into a law firm by convictions and rates. So the whole, it's a criminal system. The whole thing is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
What did you think? Did you hear that NASA said that the universe is expanding faster than normally anticipated? Now, this is, you know, not for the infinite plane conversation, but this is just what NASA is saying. So,
well, infinite plane, the word infinite,
right,
means the shit just don't stop.
Right.
So what NASA is saying about the universe expanding is sort of like the same goddamn thing.
Touché.
If there is an infinite plane, which means it's ever expanding, there's no beginning, no end to it.
Touché. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but NASA is preparing you, you know what I mean, to open up your consciousness.
Yeah, things. I think something's about that. I don't know what's about to happen, man. You had a dream the other day, or a feeling, what was that, a couple shows ago?
It was just weird, like something landed on the planet.
Yeah, you might be
and
right.
And it might have been that hydrogen, accelerator thing machine they got. They might have turned that shit on. Something was real weird.
Jeez.
Something was real weird. And I haven't had the feeling since, but it was enough to really spook me out. NASA is Disney. Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
That's the space version of Disney.
Somebody said, well, that's why time is speeding up. Could be. It does feel like, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Does feel that way.
I saw,
sorry.
I saw Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was talking about like time travel, and he mentioned this guy's name, and he said that the time travel will only work from the time going forward and back to that time, like when the time machine is created, right? So if we made a time machine today, we can't go further back in time. We could always go forward and back to this time.
Interesting.
Interesting, right?
That is an interesting point.
That's trash, though. Like, I want to go back, you know.
No, you don't.
See when the pyramids is made.
You could.
No?
You could. I don't want to be messing with time.
Yeah.
If it's an illusion or something of that magnitude, I'm not really wanting to mess with the damn thing.
I understand.
Too much tinkering.
This guy had, you know, this guy, Ricky Gervais, he had a really, really funny joke about time travel and Hitler.
Mm.
And it was hilarious. Y'all should watch his new special. It's called like Supernatural.
I'm going to actually watch it.
Yeah, he went in on trans people, like completely no holds barred. He said, I'm just going for it. And he went in way funnier than Cat Williams.
Okay, all right. Well, I like comedians, so it don't matter if you're white, black. If you're funny, funny.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm with comedy itself. That's a part of the art form. So, yeah. Anyway, you can get this t-shirt people was asking.
Oh, shopurbanx.com.
It's up there. It's available now. Everything is available. Hurry up and buy. I keep telling wifey to put a Chinese lady up there, and she refused to do it because she said it's racist.
It is.
No, it should be hurry up and buy. I see you in store. I see you.
Are you scrolling too long?
You scroll too long. You come to a shop, you never buy. You just watch every time. The price no go down. It's the same price. Hurry up and buy. I see you.
That'd be funny.
I feel bad for your mama. What you say?
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I think we spoke about the UFO sightings conference that they had.
Yeah, when it was, again, teetering with your consciousness, yeah. Right? Because every time they introduce something to you that you think is new and expanding, the shit is so old, it's ridiculous. We are so ahead if we understood time and consciousness, because everything is everything, right? But they do such an amazing job, these elite, or whatever you want to call them, at curtailing your ability to just freely think. And remember Phil Valentine, when last time he was on the show, he was speaking about the pulse. Mm-hmm. And everything has a pulse to it, and it's in between those pulses where we're really supposed to be gathering and focusing. And that's what meditation and all that shit is about. And because what they do is they speed the pulse up. Mm. Shooting.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
That. You know, smallpox, monkeypox. Mm. Side note, they said that's a rave thing.
It was a gay, like, rave.
A gay rave thing.
Yeah. Because I don't know.
In Europe, they have these raves.
Okay.
With these, you know, these white people just do, you know, crazy things.
That thing came in Europe.
Opens portholes.
What came through?
What came through? Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
There was apparently, I saw this on the Twitter timeline. Apparently, there was a volcano under the water that erupted, but sharks lived in there.
Inside the volcano?
Inside the volcano. So they're like mutated sharks, and now they just out everywhere now.
Searching for shit.
Yeah, so it's like, now we got mutated sharks.
They bout it.
Mutated sharks now, like, what the hell is wrong with this, man? It's just everywhere. It's just everything.
Well, you gotta remember, yeah, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything, man. You know what I mean? The sea is so vast.
That too.
You couldn't possibly fathom what the hell is under there.
So, remember the new Avatar movie is called The Way of Water, right?
Yes.
In the new Black Panther movie, I believe they're going against this guy named Namor, and he's in Atlantis.
Okay, Namor is almost like Nomo, which is dealing with the fish that came out of the water and became the Dogon. So it could be something connected. You know, they switch a letter around. And now they're getting you prepared for this water thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Right?
Yeah. And you do know we're all underwater right now.
Right. Just
a different vibration of the water.
Yes.
Like if a fish came out of their vibration, that's when they're flopping around. If you go down there and stay more than 40 seconds, your ass will start flopping around and then it's over. So it's different vibrations and levels of water. And they have scientifically proven water don't even come from Earth, bro.
How do you scientifically prove that?
Well, if you believe what NASA says, they said it wherever, the one thing they're looking for in the universe, and Cat Williams was right about this.
Is water.
It's fucking water.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So that's why whenever they go somewhere, they're looking for water.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So the water has memory. The water has the oldest mammals on this planet, whales, 500 million years old. They hold the history of everything that go on in this planet. I saw the Star Trek episode.
Yeah.
They were saving the whales.
Yeah.
And also dolphins, who are very unique in the sense that when they swim up to you, they think you're dead. Because you only use 10% of your brain.
Yeah.
And they go, this nigga is dead. So the world is a phenomenal place. You know, once we are able to embrace and all of its faculties, right? Coming into the age of Aquarius. There we go. So now,
and somebody said Amber Heard. Remember that Johnny Depp stuff? She was in the Aquaman movie.
She was in the Aquaman movie. So you start putting these pieces together.
A lot of water themes.
Yeah, even though Aquarius is an air sign, a lot of people don't know that. But when we talk about aqua, we're speaking about water. So now these movies are coming out synchronized with the day and time we live in. That is no accident. In any shape, form, or fashion, that is true science, or them manipulating earth, air, fire, and water to their benefits.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we shall return.
We shall return.
So you want to know what we do and how we do it. Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes. So we are introducing the Family Business Course, right? Where we're teaching four different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing.
Right? And we also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before seen the footage.
Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well, who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free. And we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training and then take that leap. And we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
What makes a great t-shirt? Is it fashion, fit, comfort? Is it what's printed on the front of the shirt? Whether it's a humorous message, political, or a social statement made to bring awareness to a noble cause? At Urban X TV, we believe that all of those things make a great t-shirt and then some. So we wanted to create a t-shirt line that was a little bolder, a little bit more challenging, one that stepped out of the boundaries. So we decided to introduce to you our not so subtleties. It's one that speaks to the sentiments of what's going on in our environment today. It's one that will spark conversation. So log on to urbanx.nyc to pick up your not so subtleties today, or shop urbanx.com to pick up the latest in urban apparel. We thank you for your support. Peace.
And we're back.
And we are back.
Don't forget to subscribe to Eli's podcast, Disabled Disabled Podcast. He got a lot of heat coming up because it's the NBA playoffs are starting to
move. It's starting to. And I'm starting to ruffle his feathers because he's a Golden State Warrior fan.
Front runner, man.
And he's, And as a result of that, I'm telling him Boston's going to smash him. And he's like, Dad, stop playing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop playing. You mess with my emotions. He gets in a real stoic mood around the house. He'll try to sleep on the days the Warriors play. He'll try to sleep the whole day away if he can just to wake up to see the game. Yeah. And so he's really a sports fan at heart. And I love it, you know. And I tug at him because of it. Lord Knows has done a documentary or something on this.
Oh, he did a video. I don't know.
A video on water. If you have the link, place it in the chat for us, Lord. Also, you know, your body's not composed of H2O. It's H3O2. And a lot of people don't know that. It's a brother, a very good, what's the health guy's name? One with the...
Got the locks, right?
Yeah. Huh? Yaqib Awakening. He really goes in depth. A few other people with that. The H3O2 is a more gel-like.
Hmm.
You know, you find it in certain fruits and this and that nature. So there's H2O and there's H3O2.
Oh, yeah. Somebody. Okay. They got the name. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Somebody said, I can't stand Warriors fans. Me neither. They're terrible. they're literally terrible people.
Yeah.
It's okay. I totally get it. Yo, you know, there is a horror film coming out. It's rated R. It's a horror film based on Winnie the Pooh.
A horror film based on Winnie the Pooh?
Apparently the name itself, and I think the IP is like open to use now. As a result of like public domain.
Somebody lost the domain for it, and now they twisted it into a horror movie.
It's called like Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey or something like that. And it looks horrifying. Like I saw some pictures and I'm just like, geez.
Nice. Maybe I'll take some shrooms and watch that.
Somebody said not Winnie. Yeah,
you got to be on like some shit to watch that.
Somebody said Winnie the Pooh, like Blood and Honey. It looks crazy. Yo, so rapper Lupe Fiasco announced that he's going to be teaching a class on rap at MIT.
All right. I don't care what you think about his personal this and that.
They let me down. But he's nasty.
He's nasty with his mic.
Yeah.
And see, this is what I mean by not getting into people's personal politics
or
what they believe in. And, you know, just deliver the goods, man. Deliver the goods. If the music is great and it moves me, I can deal with it because everybody ain't. It's a lot of diet woke and it's a lot of woke zero people.
That too. This is one guy on Twitter. Let me get his name.
Oh.
Let me get his name because I want to give him credit for being stupid. This is one guy on Twitter. His name is. Hold on. He does like a lot of like, you know, like hip hoppy, like woke videos and. It's like it's for the diet woke crowd. For like he'll say something like "cause that's cap," but he's trying to be political. Very 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 surface level stuff. Let me see if you get his
name. I bet he got 2 million followers.
He has 38,000 followers. His name is Drew, like Drew Common, something like that.
Okay.
And it's another guy that be with him. I don't think they know each other, but his name is like Conscious Lee or something like that. Both of them dudes. Clowns, right? So he made a tweet. He goes, Joe Biden has continuously appointed ADOS, non-FBA, and even some hotep black folk in his administration, but I'm supposed to believe he's racist. I'm sorry, but old racist white men don't surround themselves with this many black folk unless they own an NFL team. And I said, that sound like a lot of we sick boss?
Yeah, that's what it sound like
that's
to me.
That's what it sound like to me.
That's what it sound like to me. We sick boss?
We sick?
We?
Like this dude is crazy, man. And people like people eat it up.
Yeah.
People eat it up.
There's an audience for everything.
Yeah, he did a video on the jab when it came out and apparently it was filled with all these facts and it was just CNN, regurgitated CNN stuff.
Yes.
And then in his bio he had hashtag Moderna gang. And I was like, that's gross.
Yeah, well, it's only gross to you.
Yes, gross.
It's not gross to them.
Right.
Perception is everything. Let people live their experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have to live their experience. And when you get to a certain age, you understand that.
Yeah.
That you don't partake in it no more. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I've been down those roads. I'm here to live my life to the fullest and have the greatest experience I can have.
Yeah.
And if I can share that with you.
You're right.
And that's it. Because other than that, man, listen.
You are right.
You won't get no sleep. There's some woke zero niggas out here, like serious.
Yeah.
So you won't get no sleep.
Oh, hold on. What happened? Oh. So here's the link from the segment.
Ascending Goddess Seminar.
Hey, okay. I speak on water health and breakdown. Okay, cool.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Lord knows.
Yes. And put it in the membership community tab as well.
That's a dope name. Lord knows. Yeah. Lord knows. I just can't. Lord knows. I can't. Mm. I like it.
Start getting your questions ready. So I saw this story about this Japanese man who said he was tired of living like a human. So he spent like $15,000 on like a really realistic dog costume. And he's just living like a dog now.
I like it.
Stole your idea.
I like it. Now I'm going to be a cat.
I'm going to be a cat. Yeah, stole your idea.
Stole my idea. Now he's a dog. Yeah. Okay. It all works.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to push this thing to its outer limits.
Yeah.
You know? We got to really, I'm a banana.
Yeah.
Peel me, motherfucker. Yeah. We just got to really start pushing this thing. Who's the tag? Say I'm not a banana.
Real quick. Somebody, Queen Khalifa said, I sent an email for advertising and no response. What's up, employee of the month?
We'll look into it, Khalifa.
We'll look into it. We got you. We got you.
We got you. We're going to take good care of you.
So apparently T.D. Jakes' son-in-law, I think this is what people were talking about on Monday's show. T.D. Jakes' son-in-law was arrested for sexual assault of a minor. Right? His daughter's ex-husband, apparently they're estranged now.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know if his daughter had anything, you know, any prior knowledge of this stuff or stuff like that, but check that out. That was
a yeah, problem. And there's a lot of issues with the church community lately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because one white reverend admitted to having a relationship with this girl, then the shit got weird because she was only 16. And then she revealed that now he's under arrest. He just thought he was having an extramarital affair that he wanted to come and be honest with. And she went, by the way, I was 16.
Yeah.
So now the shit really got weird. And, you know, this is T.D. Jakes and his son-in-law. A lot going on, guys. A lot going on.
I didn't even know he had a twin. Okay.
Who's got a twin?
T.D. Jakes. I remember T.D. Jakes' twin daughters. Twin daughters.
Okay. All right.
Got you.
About to say, it's two of them fat motherfuckers.
Let's take some questions, y'all.
Yeah.
Let's take some questions and then I'm going to get up out of here. I was going to say something else. I'll save that for the after show.
After show, huh?
God.
All right, I think I can get through one.
Yeah, well, come on. We didn't give him one on Monday. Like, come on.
See, this is what I'm saying. He's not thinking about my health.
Okay, all right.
He's thinking about his fucking ratings.
Y'all choose. Y'all choose if we do an after show.
God damn it.
I was going to say, let's suffer through it together.
Well, okay. Well, you're not suffering. I'm the one here right. Who can't turn my head.
I'm hurt when you hurt, man.
Yeah, you know but you saying? Didn't come into my dream.
You
didn't come into the metaverse with me in the multiverse, nigga. With this your pocket true. Sand and shit.
This is true. That would have helped.
I needed that pocket sand.
That would have helped.
Son.
Say what you want.
No, it would have at least got some things up off me.
Somebody said, y'all hear about the mask mandates coming back? No, I did not.
I did not.
Listen, I was just by, I just saw a kid's, like, when I took nobody to the park, I saw the kids at recess.
Thank you, appreciate it.
At recess, and I ain't seen no masks. I saw teachers with masks, but not the kids.
But they're trying to bring it back. They, listen, again.
And it's about to get hot. The year's over. Like,
think about pulses.
Yeah.
The faster the pulse, the more excited and anxiety you get. And your heart rate is beating normal like this, and then it starts beating fast. So think about a universal pulse being artificially created to have this thing explode, for what? You heard about the Brooklyn Marathon runner that collapsed? I did.
Oh, yeah. That was sad.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear about the WikiLeaks finally getting arrested? No, I did not. I thought he'd been got arrested.
Yeah, but I think now it's they're really holding him. Sister Griner still...
Oh, she's still in Russia.
Yeah, I saw her wife being interviewed.
Yeah, that was...
And it was very sad. And, you know, because they don't have to tell you shit in those countries, man.
Yeah, that's a huge fear. Getting arrested in another country, that's a huge fear of mine.
Can Mama Dot do an after show with Malcolm as a special for members? No.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to. The face you just get, I don't even know if I want to do that. I saw another question. Kaepernick getting a workout.
Clap that up. Man, been out of work for 7 years.
6 years. He's 36 years old. 6 years removed from the NFL.
Yeah.
I hope that after this workout, it just puts it to rest. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
you got to work out.
Or just go to XFL, bro. Just like, you know, if it's that serious, you need to play.
Yeah.
You could have went to the USFL. You could go to the XFL. Just, you know, but...
York rappers that got conspiracy charges. No, I didn't hear about that.
No, it was, I think it was more Bronx drill rappers. I think
is that from River Park Towers?
I think so. I think they
made a huge bust down.
Yeah, I think a lot of them just got wrapped.
Yeah, that drill music is incriminating now more than you can possibly imagine.
Y'all hear about the young military lady that's been posting videos?
I've been hearing about that. And she's afraid for her life because she's going up against the military. Some things have happened to her.
And now they're trying to make her seem crazy. They're arresting her. And so she's using social media, because my heart breaks when I think about that other black lady who just, you know, it just was bad, among other things, because they got their own rules and regulations.
Yeah, what was that, Fort Hood? That they keep turning up dead in Texas? Yeah. Like, it's something crazy. And one of my friends is out there right now.
Yeah, so we want to keep an eye on that sister, and she's commenting as much as she can to try to protect herself. Because a lot of times, the only protection you have is to go public in hopes that, you know.
What'd you think about Tank's comments on the Drink Champs?
I thought it was very powerful when he spoke about how if we sing about love and relationship, that's the one thing the Matrix in itself does not want.
Yeah.
But you can rap all about the craziness, drugs, trap music, this and that, because that destroys the very foundation of a family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I do understand that. And I was listening to, today I was in my zone. I was listening to Four Tops and the OJs and just watching those groups, and the underlying thing was always about love with those groups and relationship and reconciliation. And that was the most powerful time in music for me ever. Mm-hmm. And then when hip hop came in, it was a rebellious reflection of that, where now artists could speak about the conditions. And I was fine with that too. Mm-hmm. And I was fine with the diversity. And then once it went all commercial, where companies are steering the message into the manifestation of physical acts, which lead to private prisons, and they began to benefit on the music, the effects of the music, the after effects of the music, the mind control of the media. It funneled down on so many different levels that we own none of it now, besides a few individuals who we won't speak about, who are the gatekeepers. Dot, you guys share.
And one of your how-to videos, how to create video for your podcast. I'm trying to create a video element for my podcast, but my Sony keeps overheating. We definitely had that issue at one point.
The Sony camera.
Yeah, remember, it was overheating.
Yeah, it was overheating. You need it's a false battery. It's like a fake battery. It's a substitute battery that you plug into the wall, and it serves as a battery. It's like a battery substitute. You get it off Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? So now you don't have to keep changing the battery. The battery itself won't get hot because it ain't a real battery. It's plugged in the wall. That may help you,
and you gotta,
with that aspect.
And you got to think about like where you're recording. Like, make sure the camera's like not below the light, because that was something we used
to do. That was something else as well.
And it was heat coming off the light, and it will
overheat. And you might
even
have to get a little mini fan.
Yeah.
That you keep, especially, you know, on your primary source of video recording. I hope that helps.
Especially like for continuous recording or something.
Especially for continuous recording. Yep. Yep, it's a dummy battery.
Power source.
Smith Wesson, that's what they call it. Power source. Dot. Yep.
Y'all doing a great job on the business. Thank you, man.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Appreciate
that's another
that.
Element of what we offer and what we do. That we've picked up, we've stumbled upon that with all the trials and tribulations that we collectively have gone through. And we wanted to share that with you guys. And I'm having a great time, you know, people getting to see another aspect of what we do.
Yeah.
I'm not up here telling jokes. We're not up here being conspiracy theorists. We're here just sharing valuable information that can help you out.
Some guy jumped off a building or jumped out of a building today in Manhattan. He was getting a house tour. He asked the real estate agent, like, oh, where's the balcony? And then he went to the balcony and
jumped.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, that was crazy.
No, the mental health in this country.
I don't like...
I'm not blanking in everything, but again, I'm going to go back to the pulse, bro. The tension everywhere, bro. Every corner you turn around in our city, there's crime, there's drugs, there's homelessness. There's so much going on.
It feels like it's a meter that has just been like turned up where now just your average person is just not stable. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then remember what we're coming out of.
Yeah.
You're coming out of a situation that you've never been to before in your life. And a lot of people are not mentally strong to begin with.
Yeah.
Why so serious? It's the question I always ask you guys.
Yeah.
That's why I can get up here and no matter what the situation is, the demeanor is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Because this all, there is no spoon. This shit is all bullshit. You are going to ascend whether you want to or not. You have all graduated. You're down here for an experience. Enjoy the goddamn experience. Don't overdo the experience yeah. with bad habits because that bogs you down. But none of this shit is real, bro.
Like it's getting nuts, man. And it feels like because they actually did a study about like the rate of kids who identified LGBT like from like the 60s to now. It's like an 1,000% increase.
How's that even?
There's trans people going.
How is that humanly
something's
possible?
Not right. There's older trans people. Remember what I said? It feels like. Like the old school gay people, like when they see this stuff, they just kind of go, all right, what's happening?
Right, because they were true. If there is such a thing, if that's the life they chose, they were really true to it.
Yeah.
This is how I feel inside. I want to live this experience. Maybe they, you know, in a past life they have, but to see it turned up the way it is now,
they said it's like 1,000% increase and
something else going on.
Only in certain parts of the planet.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You cannot tell me that's not social engineering.
That is social engineering at its best. That's what social engineering is really all about.
You know what I mean?
So I'm here to enjoy this ride, this experience.
Yeah.
For all it's worth. This is all fun. Everything. Everything is funny to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have no idea. It really takes a lot for me to think any of this shit is real. Or serious. Yeah. Like I may act serious at times because yo, that's some serious. None of this shit is serious. You are here. You are supreme. If they could have gotten rid of you, they would have done that shit a long time ago. So they're weeding out certain individuals, making it hard for you not to realize what's going on. I've always appreciated you guys. Doc, keep up the great work. Thank you so much. UrbanX has helped me through pandemic. Working as a nurse, we thank you. That was the whole goal.
Yeah.
Is to be here for our people and say, nah, we good. We gonna figure this shit out together.
Nubian smoke. I'll get a haircut. Nah, I'm gonna let it grow for now.
I already know what I'm getting you for Father's Day.
No.
You're getting your own clippers.
No, I don't want
them. You have to learn.
I don't want them.
To groom your shit.
I groom, look, I'm shaved.
No, you need to know how to keep that shit.
Nah, I'm not getting.
You're lucky you don't have a daughter, because Odyssey would not play. When I was young, she did not get that hairy shit away from me.
It's okay, I like it.
Now, my friend's tickling. The wife likes tickler, but my daughter.
I need to hear that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Somebody said, feels like assimilation more and more. Yeah, you got to just unplug sometimes, bro.
Right.
You have to.
Right, so unplug.
And be... Like, really diligent and disciplined about it. Like, just, yeah.
Unplug and read. Do some. Why did you hear about the Bad Bunny's new album?
No, but doesn't Freddie...
Oh, that's Freddie. Is that Freddie?
No, but Freddie likes Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah, watch the show. Freddie gave a beautiful review on the new Bad Bunny album.
He loves Bad Bunny, yeah.
Yes, he went in on that album. You know what I'm saying? It's in the chat now.
Somebody said,
disabled.
When are you tackling your little brother? Here, I'll live stream it for you guys. Just for you.
Somebody said, I think my neighbor cat is gay. I thought my old cat was gay because his back legs was weird. He was like, hey, boys. Every time he walked by, even when he ran, it was like, hey, boys, don't come and get me now. Yeah, so the cat could be gay.
That's funny.
Harriet Tubman was a real person.
I heard that conspiracy.
Or a Union Army. I
heard that conspiracy. Yeah, listen.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lady named Elizabeth Bowser who was a spy for the president. Meaning she act like she couldn't read, she could read.
Oh.
And she helped to defeat, you know, enemies. And I don't know. I could be related.
I don't know.
She was from North Carolina. I don't know.
Trans cat, yeah.
Because my mother name is Elizabeth Bowser as well. You know what I mean? So it could have, I don't know.
Real quick, before we even get out of here, it feels like Biden is trying to get us to go to war with China right now.
I'm hearing that.
And
I'm hearing that because they're getting ready to attack Taiwan, right?
Yeah, because apparently they're just like, all right, listen. That's
we like that.
You could chalk that up. Like
we like
we getting that. And then somebody put Biden on the spot. It's like, so do you, will you like guarantee like military defense? And he basically said, yeah, yeah, cool. You know, you can't misspeak like that as a president. You, every president since this whole Taiwan, China thing has been happening has taken a real, you know, non-stance on that, right? You're not supposed to really just come out and say that. And we can't, if a war with Russia, a proxy war with Russia at that is messing with gas and messing with food.
Can you imagine?
With China, we get stuff from China.
Yeah, you don't want that beef. As a matter of fact, this T-shirt might have came from China. Shit.
What happened to Stop Asian Hate? They got their money already. That's what happened.
Somebody said Malcolm growing afro.
Nah, not an afro. I'll keep it.
I used to have locks.
Yeah, you look weird.
I used to have locks. You well, I look weird to you now. I think I'm going to go all bald soon. They got some nice thing you put on your hand and you... And it gets on all the spots. I think I'm going to go all bald soon. Because at the top of my head, it's already...
Nobody can see that, though, so it's okay.
Soon.
It's okay.
You know. Because it starts spreading. Shit is like a virus. Shit will start spreading and shit. You know, so I might go all bald.
With that being said, y'all.
We love y'all.
We love y'all. Are we doing an after show?
I'm not doing an after show. I struggle through this. You have no idea.
Okay. I completely respect it. We are sorry, people.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Matter of fact, I'll do an after show. Huh?
They gave me the day off.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. So we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Thursday.
Big announcement, all right? Be prepared. All right, y'all?
Big announcement.
Later.
Peace.